Aí, tá beleza.
They do not know that the goal of human life is to become free from the repetition of birth and death. Therefore, there is no, as explained in the first chapter, the first camp of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prayano, play yourself subject, Parava, Sumi, Vedana, Nanda, Nanda Matra, Nanda Bhani, Vipadrika.
And the people in the Vedic say, the age of four, and the short duration of life,
How are you, Mr. Tiger?
This is Mr. Janis, this son.
Tiger?
Tiger?
Oh, you are Janis, son?
Yes. Janis is here. Stop, I guess I got him.
He is Tiger?
How about him?
People are lazy and unfortunate. They have no knowledge. And besides that, they're misled by foolish leaders. Leaders are intent only on deriving strength gratification from their so-called high position. And the Bhagavatam also has explained that men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses praise those men who do not glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there's a civilization of fools, a fool's paradise, where the common people are allowed to elect from amongst them one so-called leader who is the biggest rascal, because he doesn't know anything, and none of the others, the common people, know anything about the purpose of life, and yet this so-called leader becomes elected on the basis that he can do something to help such humanity. The material existence is nothing but a struggle against material nature, which ultimately has no value. But it's an illusory struggle because of the spirit soul.
Why is it going to end?
Because there's no...
Why is that space? What is going to end? You must be wise.
It has no value because there's no permanent connection between the spirit soul and the material energy. The spirit soul, there are two kinds of energy, material energy and spiritual energy. We have experience of both. The material energy is described in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Just say, that is the that is what it came off as is alcohol. What alcohol is rather than Maya, which is forcingly the cycle, to accept the cycle of birth and death. That is my belief. Therefore, tapasya. Tapasya means restricted life, not unrestricted life. But if you do not follow the restricted life, that means I can continue my disease or increase my disease. The modern civilization is teaching how to enjoy this material world to the fullest extent. Bhogai sadhya. Sense gratification and for sense gratification, material opulence. But he does not know that he is killing himself. He is aggravating the disease. He has to accept another body, but that he does not know. That he'll have to take birth and die. Again, the same business. That he does not. Therefore, this civilization is misguided. Instead of living tapa with bang, jina suddheta satya, we have to purify our existence. So, this aim is missing. How to purify? Satta, I am eternal. Now I am existing in a condition, birth and death. That they do not know. That they will do. Start for the thing. He does not know his interest. He is thinking, this is life. Let me enjoy. And there is no life after death. And even there is who cares for it.
Tapasya
means restricted.
Perpetual your mind related to the soul and taken away from all various things which are made up of Maya.
Tapasya means to rescue the soul from this material. Dina Satya Suddhe, to purify your existence. Yes. What is impurification? Impurification is that the soul is subjected to repetition of bhasma. That is impurification. That is enough. So he is missing the goal of life and is thinking this temporary so-called happiness for 20 or 30 or 50 or as much under here. That is his idea. That is the mystery. He does not know the aim of life. He thinks this material endeavor to make this body stout and strong and enjoy senses like the fox. Therefore, it has been. Na arhati bilhujan. The sewer fog. He is thinking, I am eating soup, I am getting fatty. That is my life. And I am enjoying sex without any discrimination. No discrimination of sex, either mother or sister, daughter, doesn't. This is hog sex. He does not know, as soon as he becomes fatty, he will be captured. And the bhangis will, what is called, toast, making a toast. In our country they do. In outside of the village, they hang the pig and with fire, roast. And it cries, yes, yes.
and it is roasted on the India. But that he does not know. He is getting very strong, but he does not know that he is going to be roasted. He therefore is misguided. Does not know make us wrong.
Even the real bhakti is the top. Jiryatmanam, samarupam, devasayam. Bhavya sen kartavya bhakti. That type of bhakti is the top. Then it's
gone. But who is going to take the bhakti? We are going to pay attention there.
But bhakti is the top itself.
Yes, bhakti means tapasya. Just like they are in the bhakti line. They are doing tapasya. They are rising early in the morning, chanting Hare Krishna, or observing Mangalarati, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication. So many things. It's tapasya. All things is tapasya. Tapa. Because by this tapasya, the contamination of the soul will be cured. Then, if he understands Krishna, then he transfers to the spiritual world, tapta adihan punarjanmanasya. He does not come again, that is his material body, and permanently lives in the spiritual world. That is perfect. Modern civilization, they do not know all these things. They are misguiding that you earn to your best extent, work very hard, like hogs, and there is advertisement, work hard, next. That pulling on trailer, restore, receive, their leaders are nice, work hard. What still more hard? A human being is pulling on Thera and his soul, and is still hard work. And then rascal does not know that this hard work, like hops and toss, is not meant the solution. But yes, enthusiasm, yes, what hard. Be stout and strong. As it becoming stout and strong, he will say this. That's not what it
is. Modern civilization is a civilization of gas. Very civilization was a civilization of thought. You can say that.
That is the real civilization. Soul is enwrapped with this material body and it has to be strong. Saptadeham punarjan. And that is and it has no knowledge, nothing to do, but it is a delusion. Then Andhara Khan, Bhaji Punya. The rascal leader is also blind, and the followers are blind. Both of them are true. Therefore, the conclusion is modern civilization is misguided. Big, big leaders, the promises, big, big ideas. But I shall give you this facility. Just elect me. What facility is this? No facility. He gives some false promise. And gets his election. And perhaps, Kavir Varahus Chakkari, Sangsuja Purusha Puru. He does not know what is the name of life. Purusha Puru. He is animal also. And the other animal is clapping. Ah, we have got such a good leader. Big elephant. An elephant he may be, but he is after all an animal. What is good? Misguided. Don't require any power.
No, I do, but that's good.
What
do
you? Oh. I'm not swimming? Anyone spoken about this misguided sexualization? In India, there are no such misguided sexualization. Now they have learned how to misguide people. And they have taken this idea that unless we become like the Europeans and Americans, our progress is sex. This is a actually, there is no progress. We are condemned. Why they should waste so much energy for degrees? That's the problem. Before British period, India, there are cities, but not like this. Because their energy was utilized. Cities were constructed especially in people like Mathura. Mathura is a very old city. But there is a field in it, Dwarka. That is a very old city. First of all, there was no need of big cities because there was no industry. They did not know what is industry. And there are ample food grains, milk, vegetables. Those were eating meat. They were eating small, non-important animals, like goats, hogs. There are no cows. Cows are very important animals. Even the stool urine is important. Then you. In the agricultural field, the cows passing through, there is another benefit. Natural fertilizer.
And from cows, then, we have produced benefit in Calcutta.
That may be. But why penicillin is required?
Yes, Kriti.
Because it is important, therefore, Krishna said, Krishi Gorakshar. Why Gorakshar required? He do not require any explanation. Krishna says, Goroksha, you must forget. That's all. That is Krishna consciousness. Because you have no brain, why Krishna, giving up all other animals, is giving stress and go? And that is meaning. He cannot say animal raksha, pasu raksha, right? Those who want to eat pasu, let them eat non-important, like dogs and dogs. There are class of men who eat dogs also, dogs also. Or at most goats. But don't touch cows. This in modern civilization, first of all, kill all the cows. And when they are no more available, then can you eat others. I do not know why our government is now restricting cow slaughter.
They have banned the cow slaughter all over.
I know that.
It's only in Maharashtra. No, they are restricting Maharashtra. All over the country.
Now, what is the reason all of a sudden they have good sense?
Nobody wanted it.
Vinovaji is not so important. There is government policy, something. Otherwise, they could not care what Vinovaji said. You don't think it is due to Vinovaji's request. What Vinovaji? There are so many agitations. For shopping, house, other, big. But Bhaktriji and other.
Sankaracharya fasted 70 days.
Hmm?
When Sankaracharya fasted.
Yeah. So they didn't care. Now all of a sudden, why is this good sense? Vinoba Bhava is not very important. There is some folly.
They say that Sanjay Gandhi is very influential,
don't support our
Hinduism.
Oh, that may be false. I read in the paper the other day, that the youth of the Arya Samaj, the Sahira was the Arya Samaj also.
I
understand from our propaganda that one, what is this, Swami?
Chandraswami.
He is the president.
Yes, of Bharat.
He has recommended our case that this is the only institution who is making the Christian Hindu. Before this moment, the Christian converted in Hindus. Nobody could convert the Christian to become. And this is the only moment that is converting Christian to Hindu. It is very much in favor of this moment. And it is understood that he talks with Indira Gandhi. Telephone. So, maybe that if the Hindu movement is increasing and in India the cow slaughter is going on, it is against Hindu. Might have considered that.
Pakistan has banned cow slaughter too. Really? Yeah, because they have written away by vengeance of the cow. They wanted to start doing it in the house. They don't, I don't think they kill cows in China either, because its economic value is too great.
I think that coming to the sense of ours and so on. It is said that he wants to see me.
Yeah, that's probably the one.
That is a fact. Before me, for the last 200 years, so many Samis and Yogis went to the Western country. Nobody could convert a single person. So, indeed. That is a fact, and it is. The foreigners giving up new teaching, it is said, no intoxication, no gambling. It is a horrible thing for them. Lord Jetland said, this is impossible for us. Actually, it is impossible, because American government spent millions of dollars to stop this LSD intoxication, but it was not successful. But they have seen that as soon as the same boy comes to our camp, immediately, without any protest. Why can I give? No. I ask, you have to do it then. Yes. That's a fact. That's what is Sami Chit.
Sami.
That's strong rule, what I want to say. This is the only movement which is converting his death. He is pleased on this account. He is not interested or Hare Krishna. Yes, sir, but I am not very much interested in Hare Krishna. But I am interested in this one. That is natural. Then nobody could convert the Siksha to Hindu. But this moment is Hindu.
That is indirectly accepting Hare Krishna.
Yes. That's the fact. We do not make any compromise. Vivekananda went there, he came back. He said, what is wrong in me teaching? Introduce me teaching amongst his contemporary sannyasi. This is his Vedanta teaching. He advertised that he preached Vedanta all over America. And everyone has become Vedantist. What kind of Vedantist? He introduced me teaching among the Sundance, which was never in India. Any, there are two sets of Sundance, the Sankara Sampradaya and Vaishnava Sampradaya. But their acharya is the same. They may differ in philosophy. But their acharya is the same.
Right.
Rather, the Sankara Sampradaya is more strict than the Vaishnava Sampradaya. Sankara Sampradaya Sannyasi, they never occupy a seat. Those are strict people. They sit down on the floor. Without any heart, they lie down on the floor. They're so without And what is this? There's sannyasi smoking and drinking. And ordinary sannyasi are drinking also tea, one ghara. That's it.
Now, does this get sannyasi and sannyasini?
Yes, sir. Sannyasini, Oman Sannyasini.
Yes, no,
he's just a mockery. He's not making any sannyasini. It's not sannyasini. He just gives name sannyasini.
They all said, yes, he called it.
No, they dress like
sannyasini. They dress, but they smoke giri, left, right, back, and go to the bus.
They say, Nabo Sannyasini. They say, Nabo Sannyasini.
No, no, sir.
Yes. Yes,
there was three or four of them came to stay at the guest house in Vrindavan, just about my guest house.
Yeah.
And
the husband and wife sannyas.
Yeah. he was saying, I am sannyasi, and my brother is sannyasi, and my wife is sannyasi, but my mother-in-law, she is not sannyasi.
It is police. Rascals, they are doing anything else.
He also has written Bhagavad Gita. Not Bhagavad Gita.
Because they are down.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.